your death.
Relax, Archie. Relax.
Yes, here he is again, the youngster millions of readers of Archie Comics magazine know and love so well. Brought to you by Swift and Company, makers of Swift Premium Frank, Archie Andrews, and all his gang.
Finger B, 2, 3, 4. Come from the West Coast to New York. Swift Premium Frank. Swift Premium Frank.
For your guarantee of protection, Swift's Premium Franks now come to you cellophane wrapped in handy 1-pound packages. Made fresh daily in Swift kitchens from coast to coast, Swift Premium Franks are then wrapped in the new handy sanitary flavor saver pack and brought to you at the very peak of their tantalizing flavor with all their natural goodness sealed in. So kids, tell your mom that you want Swift Premium Franks. And mom, get some today. They're delicious. And you'll be glad to know that Swift Premium Franks are economical. There's no waste to them. Every bite is all nourishment, all dinner quality meat. Ask for them today. Swift Premium Franks in the 1-pound cellophane package. And now for our weekly visit to Riverdale. It's a sunny Saturday morning as we look in on the Andrews home, and we find Mrs. Andrews working in the kitchen.
There was a boy, a very strange, enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far. Yes, dear.
Where are you?
I'm in the kitchen.
Oh, all right, dear.
Did you get the grass all cut, dear?
Yes, dear, I certainly did. And Mary, you know something?
Yes, dear.
I am starved. You know, you can really work up an appetite mowing a lawn.
Well, don't worry, dear. We'll eat just as soon as we get to Rock Hill.
Well, that's swell. I'm so hungry, I can... Get to where?
Rock Hill.
Right. Mary, what's Rock Hill got to do with my lunch?
Oh, dear, I forgot to tell you. I thought we'd go on a picnic lunch today.
Oh, all right. For a minute, I thought you... Picnic? Mary, what picnic?
Our picnic. It's such a lovely day, and we hadn't been on a picnic this year. And I thought it'd be fun if we all got in the car and had lunch out at Rock Hill.
Oh, fine. We're all going on a picnic, but nobody asked me if I even want to go.
Oh, Fred, I meant to, but I forgot. You don't mind going, do you?
Mary, I certainly do.
Oh, but dear,
now,
we
haven't
been...
First of all, I'm starved right now. Well, second of all, I see no point in eating out at Rock Hill with the ants and the mosquitoes when I can eat in the comfort of my own dining room. Third of all, you might ask me if I want to go before you make your plans. And fourth of all, as I said, first of all, I'm starved right now.
But, Fred, I can get everything...
Mary, no buts about it. We'll go on a picnic some other time. We are definitely not going to any picnic today.
Well, when does the picnic begin?
Oh, great.
Oh, hiya, Dad. Dad, did Mom tell you about the picnic?
Yes, Archie.
Isn't that a swell idea, Dad?
Yes, Archie.
And I thought of it all by myself.
All right, Archie. So you thought of it all by yourself. We'll give you a gold star.
But it so happens, Archie, we are not going on any...
Fred. Fred, can't you see how eager the boy is?
Oh, Mary, that boy is always eager for anything.
Yes, dear, but I told him we could go on a picnic, and he's got his heart all set on it. Now, you're not going to disappoint him, are you?
But, Mary, I'm hungry. Oh, man. Well, what's the use? I can't argue with both of you. If you decided I'm going on a picnic, I might just as well get used to the idea that I'm going on a picnic.
Oh, gee, thanks, Dad. We'll have a swell time. We'll go
all right, yeah. Archie, never mind that right now. Did you find a picnic basket?
Yes, Mom, right here.
Good. Now, Archie, the food's right over there. You put it in the lunch basket. And, Fred, you better change your clothes. Put on a sport shirt and slacks, dear.
All right, dear. But for Pete's sake, hurry up. You know, the sooner I eat, the better I'll like.
Well, Freddy, we'll be ready to leave as soon as you are. Now, Archie, I want you... Oh, dear. Archie, go see who that is.
Okay, Mom. But I sure can't wait to get started on this picnic.
Gee, where's Betty?
Hello, Archie. How are you?
Oh, I'm good.
Good. What you doing, huh?
Well, I'm getting...
I thought maybe we could go swimming or something.
Well,
it's a wonderful day for swimming. Don't you think so, Archie?
Yes,
and I just love to go swimming.
Well, Betty,
especially with you.
Betty,
I guess the whole gang will be out at the lake today.
Betty, could
you... We could have loads and loads and loads of fun.
Well, I...
Golly, you're not saying very much, Archie. Is something wrong?
Betty, look.
Are you mad at me?
Betty,
Did I say something I shouldn't have?
Well, I don't...
Don't you like me anymore, Archie?
Betty, listen. I like you very much,
but... Oh, golly, you do?
Betty, look.
Why, Archie, you haven't said that to me in the longest time.
Well, you don't...
Oh, he likes me.
Betty, look. I like you. I like the day. I like swimming, and I'd like to go swimming with you today, but I can't.
Why not?
Because my folks and I are going on a picnic out at Rock Hill, and we're leaving right away.
Oh.
Well, I'm awful sorry, Betty.
Well, I'm sorry, too.
Maybe we can go swimming some other time.
Archie!
I gotta go now, Betty, but thanks for the invitation.
Oh, that's okay, Archie. Have a nice time at Rock Hill.
Thanks, Betty. I will.
Bye now.
Bye.
Archie, can you run upstairs and get the old tablecloth out of the linen closet, dear? We'll need that to spread on the grass.
Okay, Mom.
Well, I'm all set to go. You ready, dear?
Yes, dear. In just about 2 seconds.
Good. And Mary, you know what?
What?
I've decided that going on a picnic isn't such a bad idea after all. An afternoon with no phone calls, no visitors. Well, it'll do me good.
Yes, dear. A quiet afternoon will be nice.
It sure will. So let's go, and whatever you do, don't tell anyone where we're going.
So Mr. Andrews thinks he's going to spend a nice, quiet afternoon. He seems to have forgotten that Archie is going along. But no matter who goes along on your picnic, here's a great picnic suggestion. Swift's Premium Franks. Perfect for picnics, each pound of plump, delicious Swift's Premium Franks is wrapped in the handy cellophane package that makes them easy to carry and extra fresh. Yes, you can be sure, doubly sure, that Swift's Premium Franks are fresh. For Swift's Premium Franks are made fresh daily in Swift kitchens from coast to coast, then wrapped in the Flavor Saver pack that seals in all the natural goodness of each juicy Frank. Made of all dinner quality meat, Swift's Premium Franks are as rich in nourishment and energizing protein as the most expensive cuts of meat. So ask for them by name, the Franks of all dinner quality meat, Swift's Premium Franks. Now back to Archie and his mother and father. We find them just arriving at Rock Hill, all set for the big picnic.
Well, folks, here we are.
Oh, gee, good old Rock Hill. Well, it's a long time since we've been out here.
It certainly is. My, isn't it lovely? Just look at the trees and the grass and the hills.
Yes, it's pretty all right. Very pretty. Let's eat.
Fred, we will. But we have to get settled first, don't we?
Well, yes, I suppose so. But I...
Hello!
Hey, where's Jughead?
Jughead!
Who'd you expect? Elsie the cow?
Yes, Jughead, I expected to see Elsie the cow before I expected to see you. What in tarnation are you doing here?
Going on a picnic. Gee whiz, you are, Jug? Well, that's funny, so are we. That's the picnic I'm going on. Huh?
Jughead, you mean you knew we were coming out here?
Uh-huh.
And just who told you?
Well, I was...
Archie, did you tell Jughead we were coming out here?
Oh, no, Dad, I certainly did not, did I, Jug?
No, I...
There, you see that?
Well, I still want to know how he...
What's the difference? The boy's here now, and what harm if he joins our picnic?
What harm? What harm? Mary, that boy causes enough trouble when he just visits at our house. Imagine what he can do on a picnic.
Fred, don't be silly. We have enough to eat for everyone, so let's just get settled and start picnicking instead of arguing.
Oh, me. All right, dear. All right. The sooner we eat, the better. Oh, Archie, spread out the tablecloth and blanket and...
Fred, you're not going to eat right here, are you?
Why not?
Well, I don't know. We ought to find a nicer spot than this. This is so near the road.
All right, then. Let's go over to that little hill there.
All right, dear. That looks like a lovely spot.
Yeah, but there's poison ivy over there.
Well, let's go over there near the creek.
Yeah, that's a good spot. There's mosquitoes over there.
Yeah, well, let's go over there on that clear piece of ground.
All right, dear.
But there's no shade over there.
Jughead, look. Is there any place at all around here that suits you?
Gee whiz, Mr. Andrews, I'm just looking out for your comfort. Well, if you want to get poison ivy, I don't care. You want to get bitten by mosquitoes, I don't
Jughead,
care.
Jughead, will you?
You want to roast in the sun, I don't
all
care.
All right, Jughead, so you don't care, will you please be quiet?
Oh, me?
Yes, you. Now, where would you like to have our picnic?
Well, Right here's not bad.
Oh, me. That's what I said. We could have decided that 5 minutes ago and been eating by now.
Oh, Fred, we'll eat soon enough. Now, you spread the tablecloth, and Archie, open the suitcase, and we'll get the dishes and cups out.
Okay, Mom.
Jughead, take the other end of this tablecloth.
Oh, boy!
Jug, what's the matter?
A bull!
What?
Right over there! Big bull! Run for your life!
Oh, boy, he's coming this way!
Right here! Fred, what do we do?
Go, run, Mary. Run like the dickens.
Oh, boy! Go!
Run, Mary!
Oh, boy!
Oh, dear! Hurry up! Hurry
up!
Run after him! Everybody, I'm over.
Fred,
quick, Mary, climb up on the fence. I'll lift you down.
Hurry.
Yes, there, I got you. I got you.
Fred, Andrew, did you have to drop me?
Mary, I didn't drop you. I fell. And get off my stomach.
Here, Mom, take my hand.
Oh, thank you, dear.
Yeah.
Oh, Fred, did I hurt you?
Well, you didn't do me any good. Well, the main thing is we're safe here.
Yeah, and a good thing.
Yeah?
Yes, sir. I'd like to see that bull just try and... Jughead.
Huh?
Jughead, is that by any chance the bull you saw?
Uh-huh. Oh, for pity's sake. Jughead, that's only a cow.
A cow?
Yes, Jughead. A big, fat, tired, old, friendly cow.
Gee whiz, Jughead, how the dickens could you mistake that old cow for a bull?
I don't know. I guess I didn't see the faucets.
Jughead.
Oh, great. Mary, I told you that boy would give us trouble.
Fred, what's the difference? Getting angry isn't going to help any. It's all over and done with, so let's just forget it and go back to where our things are. There's no harm done.
No harm done? Barry, you think getting half scared to death, running around like a streak of lightning, scrambling over a fence, and then having you fall flat on my stomach is no harm done?
Fred, I said forget it.
Yeah, Dad, come on, let's go back. There's a gate in the fence right here.
Oh, all right, I won't say another word. Open that gate, Archie, and we'll go back.
Okay, Dad.
All right, and be sure you close it after us.
Yes, Dad.
And Jughead, for the rest of the afternoon, if you see anything alive, even if it's just a beetle, you look at it twice before you start screaming at the bull.
Okay, okay.
Now, Mary, for Pete's sake, let's eat.
In a minute, dear. Finish fixing that tablecloth. And Archie, get the suitcase open.
Okay, Mom.
Jughead, set out those plates and cups and some silverware.
Yes, Mrs. Andrews.
And Archie, hand me the lunch basket. I'll get the food out, and then we can eat.
Good. It's about time we...
Oh, me. Thunder.
Thunder?
Quick, everybody under that tree.
But, Fred, we can't leave all these things here.
All right, everybody grab something. Quick.
Oh, boy, it would rain right now.
I got the lunch bag.
I'll take the tablecloth.
I got the blanket.
I got the suitcase.
Now, hurry up. Hurry up. Hurry up. Hurry up. Hurry up. Hurry up.
Hurry up.
Hurry up. All right. Here's the tree. Now, everybody, get close to the trunk.
Yeah. Oh, we're
crazy.
We're still getting wet.
Yeah. Dad, maybe we better run for the car.
Not until this rain lets up. Now, quick, I'll hold this blanket over our heads. And everybody get under it like a tent.
Okay.
Here, Mary, get under this.
All right, well, hold it higher, dear.
Yeah, let me under.
John, quit pushing. Oh, gee, what do you think? I want to get wet.
All right, you two, stop squabbling. Now, is everybody under the blanket?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Good. Well, we're all right here. Now, we can just stay here until that rain stops.
Yes,
sir. Good thing I thought of this tent idea. Yes, sir. Let it rain. Let it. Oh, good grief.
Gee whiz. It stopped.
Oh, for pity's sake.
Gee whiz. It was just a sun shower.
Well, how do you like that? We're all set for a picnic. It rains like crazy. We get soaked to the skin, and now it stops.
Well, Fred, what's the difference? In that sun, we'll dry out in no time.
And we can still have our picnic.
Yes, we can still have our picnic if you don't mind sitting on wet grass.
What?
Mary, you don't think the rain fell only on us, do you? But just look, everything's sopping wet. What kind of a picnic can we have now?
Gee whiz.
Well, Fred, I have an idea.
Huh?
You see that big flat rock over there?
Yes.
Well, we can just put our dishes out on that like a table and put some rocks around it and sit on them, and we'll be even more comfortable than we would have been sitting on the grass.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, sure, Dad. No sense going home now that we're out here.
Oh, all right. We'll go have a picnic on that rock. But the only reason I agree is because I'm so hungry I could
eat that rock. Fred, we'll eat in just a minute. Now, boys, bring everything over to that flat rock.
Okay, Mom. Boy, I'm sure glad you thought of that.
Yeah, but I'm sure, Wes.
Well, Jughead, while Mrs. Andrews and I set out all the things, you and I should go look for some dry wood.
Huh?
Well, we'll build a fire, and that way we'll get dry quicker.
Gee, that's a good idea, too, Dad. Come on, Jug.
Okay. But where are we going to find dry wood after that rain?
Jug, you can find some under a log or bush or a tree or something. Now, you go look over there. Archie, you go look over that way.
Okay, Dad. Come on, Jug.
I am.
Oh, now I'm going to sit down for a minute and catch my breath. Wow.
Fred, don't sit on the wet grass.
I won't, dear. I won't. I'll sit down on this small stone right here. Oh, that's it. Well, Mary, you know, I think this is going to work out after all. I...
Well, Fred, what is it?
I don't know, dear, but I could have sworn this stone I'm sitting on just moved.
Fred, don't be silly. How could a stone...
Oh, Fred, it's got legs!
Legs?
It's moving! It's moving!
Oh, Mary, I... Mary, I...
Fred, do something! Take it away!
Mary, come down off that rock. It's only a turtle.
Get away from me again.
A turtle?
Yes, dear. Yes, a big old mud turtle. There, you see.
Oh, for pity's sake. Fred Andrews, you scared me half to death sitting on a turtle.
Well, Mary, I don't think the turtle liked it either. But I could have sworn that was a rock. It was lying right there, and
Dad,
it looked
look at
like...
all the wood I got in the...
Gee whiz, look at the turtle. Yes, Archie, your father thought it was...
Oh, gee whiz, isn't it pretty?
Archie, put that turtle down.
I just want to see it, Mom. Gee whiz, aren't you a pretty little turtle?
Archie, will you stop petting that turtle?
Mom, it's just a nice old turtle. Nothing to be...
Oh, he bit me!
Oh, dear.
Oh, good grief, it's a snapping turtle.
My finger, make him let go.
Fred, do something.
Get him off me.
Archie,
I use this finger again.
Archie,
I can't go around wearing a turtle.
Archie,
oh.
Archie, get your finger out of his mouth.
Dad, you'd better talk to the turtle. Oh, my finger. Oh,
Fred,
oh.
Hit him with a stick.
Who, Archie?
No.
Oh.
The turtle.
Oh, all right. Archie, hold out your hand.
Okay, but hurry up.
I will.
No! My wrist! Oh, my wrist!
Oh, good grief, I missed. Archie, hold him out. I'll hit him again.
Oh, no, you don't. You nearly broke my...
Gee whiz.
What happened?
The turtle let go of my finger.
Oh.
For pity's sake.
Archie, is your finger all right?
Oh, sure, Mom. He didn't hurt me. It just felt funny to have him hanging on that way.
Oh, great. Well, anyway... Anyway, he's off your finger now. Now, shoo, turtles, scat.
Thank goodness that's over. Fred Andrews, the next time you sit down, please look what you're sitting on.
Well, Mary, how can... I mean, I did look here. But I thought it was a rock.
Hey, isn't fine. Look at all the wood I got.
Oh, fine, fine, Jughead. That's... Jughead.
Huh?
Jughead, you smell.
Fred.
Well, he does, Mary. Don't you smell it?
Fred, I don't smell a thing. Oh, dear.
Oh, boy, you sure do, Jug.
Jughead, what happened to you?
I had a little argument with a skunk. The skunk won.
And how?
Oh, for pity's sake.
Oh, Jughead, that is absolutely the worst odor I've ever smelled.
Gee, well, that's the skunk's fault, not mine.
I know it, but can't you go wash or something?
Fred, that won't help. That odor will cling to his clothes for weeks.
Oh, great. Well, Jughead, you'll just have to go stand over there.
Well, I want to stay here.
But Jughead...
How would you like to have to stand over there?
Jughead...
I asked the skunk to get me all smelly.
Jughead, I...
You mean a skunk. You all smell, too.
Jughead, would you please stop arguing with me and go stand over there before I suffocate? We can't have a picnic with a skunk. I mean, with that odor.
What about me? I want to eat, too.
You'll eat. We'll throw you a sandwich. Now, go on. Go ahead. Just stand over there. Way over there.
Gee whiz. Okay. A fine thing.
Ooh.
Oh, fresh air at last.
Fred, you shouldn't have been so harsh with a boy. He couldn't help it.
Mary, I know he couldn't help it, but does that mean I had to smell it? Now, for Pete's sake, let's eat before I starve to death.
All right, Fred. We'll eat right now. Just sit down and try not to pick another turtle.
Yes, dear, and there's no need for sarcasm.
Archie, you sit down, too, and don't sit on the wet grass.
Oh, I won't, Mom. There's a nice little sand hill right here.
Good. Now, Archie, as soon as we get the dishes and cups all laid out, we'll be all set. Fred, would you... Archie, what on earth's the matter with you?
Well, I don't know, Mom, but something sure tickles.
Something what?
Tickles.
Well, Archie, what's tickling you?
I don't know, Mom, but I got the itches all over.
Oh, good grief. Mary, look. The boy sat on an anthill.
An anthill?
Yes.
And hundreds of ants.
It feels like there's a few uncles. Don't.
Oh, he's covered with them. Archie, stop squirming, Slide, and get these ants off you.
Well, get the ants off me, and I'll stop squirming.
Oh, Fred, there's a bunch on his back. Kill him.
Dad, she meant kill the ants, not me.
Keep my crawling arm open.
I got ants in my pants.
Archie, you mean they've gotten under your clothing?
And how?
Oh, good grief. Well, look, Archie, the only thing to do is to take your clothes off and brush them out.
Take my clothes off? Here?
Well, Archie,
right out in the open?
Archie,
right under a cow or something might see me?
Archie, I didn't mean right out here.
Oh, where did you mean?
Go over there in those bushes. You'll have all the privacy in the world.
Oh, gee, okay, Dad. But I sure didn't expect to get undressed on a picnic.
Oh, Mish. Mary, how do these things happen to us? All I want to do is have a picnic. That's all. Just eat something. But first Jughead, then the rain, then Jughead and the skunk.
Fred, there's no point in your getting all upset over nothing.
Oh.
I'm sure the worst is over, and as soon as Archie gets the ants out of his clothing, we'll go ahead with a picnic. Now, nothing else is going to happen, dear.
Nothing else could.
Boy, you're cold in here without any clothes on.
Archie, never mind the weather report and hurry up. I'm hungry.
Okay, Dad, okay.
Oh, that boy. Mary, sometimes
For
I think...
For pity's sake, look.
What now?
A car just stopped over there.
Oh, fine. That's all we needed. Another bunch of picnickers. Somebody with a dozen kids and a
Fred,
few dogs
it isn't
and cats.
Another bunch of picnickers. It's Veronica.
Oh, all right. For a minute. Who?
Veronica.
Mom, did you say Veronica?
Yes, dear, Veronica.
Gee whiz, I'll be right there. I'm almost dressed.
Mary, I...
Wait, there's Veronica.
Jughead, we know that.
Hello, Mrs. Anger.
Hello, dear.
Hello, Mr. Anger.
Hello, Veronica.
Hello, Veronica.
My goodness, Jughead. What are you all doing way over there?
I smell.
What?
Jughead had a little trouble with a skunk, Veronica, and we're sort of airing him out.
Oh, I see.
Veronica, if you don't mind my asking, what are you doing out here anyway?
Oh, I heard you folks were having a picnic here at Rock Hill, and so I decided I'd drive out and join you.
I see. Mary, was this picnic of ours front page news in the Gazette or what? First Jughead, then Veronica.
Fred, what's the difference? Do you want to eat or do you want to play detective?
Eat, by all means.
All right, then.
Hiya, Veronica.
Hello, Archie.
Oh, great.
Hi, y'all, Archie Ken.
Archie,
I'm awful glad to see you, Archie. See ya.
Oh, fine. Archie, didn't you get all the ants out of your clothes?
Sure, Dad.
All right, then stop giggling, and if we're ever going to have a picnic,
look, another car.
What?
Oh, I'm glad we decided to come out to nice, quiet, secluded Rock Hill for a picnic.
Gee whiz, it's Betty.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, dear.
Hello, Betty.
Hello, Betty.
Golly, what's Jughead doing way over there?
Well, he met a skunk, and we had to give him the air.
Golly.
Hello, Betty.
Veronica, what are you doing here?
Well, after you told me about the picnic, I decided I'd drive out. Do you mind?
Well, no, of course not.
Oh, dear. Fred, the cow again.
Now, Mary, don't get excited.
Well, Dad,
it's just that old cow
Dad,
again.
Dad, I...
And she won't hurt you.
Dad,
but what is it?
There's another cow over here.
Another cow?
My goodness.
Now, don't get excited. Two cows won't...
Here comes another one.
Betty, I...
Oh, dear.
Mary, please.
Why, there's another one.
Archie,
where
with you.
Where are they all coming from?
Hold on,
Veronica,
I... Got that gate open.
Archie, I...
When I got the one.
Jughead, I thought
Fred,
I told you...
There's a cow on our blanket.
Oh, no. Archie,
Veronica.
Yes, and a good thing. Now, you listen to me, all of you. This nonsense has gone far enough. Too far, in fact.
So the cows.
Just be quiet. Now, I've had just about enough of this. All afternoon, we've been running around, moving here, moving there, sitting on hurdles, getting visitors, and chasing cows.
Don't forget the skunk.
I wish I could. Now, Jughead, for the last time, you go stand over there so I can breathe.
Yes, Mr. Andrews.
And I don't want a peep out of you two girls.
Yes, Mr. Andrews.
And the same goes for you, Archie, you hear?
Yes, Dad.
And Mary, I don't care if you're set up yet or not, but I want to eat right here and now.
Yes, dear. Archie, hand me the lunch basket and we'll all eat.
Okay, Mom. Here you are.
Thank you, dear. Well, that's funny.
What's funny?
This lunch basket feels awfully light for...
Oh, for pity's sake! We forgot the food!
Forgot the... Oh, no!
Oh, I can't believe it!
Tender beef, juicy pork, come from the West Coast to New York, with premium brands, with premium brands.
Friends, you really know what you're getting when you ask for Swift's premium franks. Made fresh daily in Swift kitchens from coast to coast, so you know they're fresh. Made by Swift, so you know they're top quality. Ask for them today. Swift's premium franks in the new handy 1 pound cellophane package. And while you're at your dealer's, be sure to ask for Swift's Brookfield sausage, the sausage with the just right seasoning. And don't forget that your dealer has a tempting variety of Swift's premium table-ready meats. Tasty cooked specialty is being featured this week. A delicious luncheon meat, Swift's premium cooked specialty is all meat. No bones, no waste. An economical, flavorful meat that the whole family will enjoy. Swift's premium cooked specialty is just the thing for refreshing summertime lunches, suppers, and picnics. For a meal in a flash that saves plenty of cash, get Swift's premium table-ready meats. Now back to the Andrews. It's later that day. The Andrews have returned home, where they finally ate their picnic lunch in the dining room.
Oh, well, Mary, now I feel a little better.
Oh, that's good, dear. And now, if you're through eating, I'll put these picnic things away.
I'll help, Mom.
Oh, that's all right, dear. I'll just put this empty lunch basket in the closet and...
Oh!
Oh, Mary, what is it?
Look in the lunch basket! The turtle!
Oh, no!
You've been listening to another chapter of The Adventures of Archie Andrews, written by Carl Jampel and based on the copyrighted feature appearing in Archie Comics magazine. Archie was played by Bob Hastings, Jughead by Harlan Stone. Mom and Dad Andrews are played by Alice Uhrman and Arthur Cole, Veronica and Betty by Gloria Mann and Rosemary Rice. This program is produced and directed by Kenneth McGregor. Listen next Saturday when Swift & Company, makers of Swift's Premium Franks, brings you more of the merry adventures of Archie Andrews. This is Bob Sherry wishing you all a very pleasant weekend. So long. Swift and Company invites you to stay tuned for Meet the Meeks, which will be heard immediately over most of these stations.